Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
RMB Friday right across the country. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Did I miss a little joke, Tommy Little?
Sorry, we've been doing our pre-show tickling and we usually stop before the microphones go live, but we went a little over.
I get jealous. We'll tickle you next week.
Thank you. Let's do this, though. Drop it like it's hot.
Big Moore's booty drop. There's only one person I can play today for the booty drop. If you are going to R&B Fridays Live tonight in Sydney, it is your night. The great man, Craig David, will be up on stage. And in keeping with the Craig David spirit, I'm going to play a bit of What's Your Flavour?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Same,
but backwards. No trash talk today. No pre-talk. Let's get straight to it.
But we'll be short on time.
No, let's
what
do it.
What happened last week, actually? Yep. Who won? Because, Tommy, you're going in.
Let's just do it. I'm feeling the vibe.
You lost,
didn't
you?
I don't want all the chit-chat.
If you're feeling the vibe, we should probably chat about it for a while. Then the vibe can dissipate a little and I've got a chance.
The chit-chat bores me.
Do you? All right, Buzz. Let's go in raw. Straight to it.
All right. So I'm going to play a song in reverse to Carrie and Tommy. They've got to guess the title and artist best
of
five.
Oh, we know how to play the game.
Here it is.
You do
song
this
number
every week.
One.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Carrie's
Pete,
in.
Get the party started.
It is. Yay. Yeah.
I feel like, even though you're going to win today, but I do feel like I've actually gotten better at this game. Remember when I was like, something must have switched in my head.
I've been letting you win. That's why you got two in a row.
Is that right?
Nah, you're by yourself.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Here's song number two.
Tommy.
Oh, Tommy's in.
Oh, I know what it is, but I don't know who. I think it's like The Fray. I know the song, but I don't know who it is.
Sounds like Sing Us a Song, You're the Piano Man.
I'm going to buzz it out there, Tommy. It isn't. And
do you want to play it one more time?
We'll go one more time because you were wrong too, Carrie. Here it is.
Oh, because I think it's that. Well,
can you
know
stop
that, like,
talking over it?
Well, you always do that. Actually, you help. You always sing it forwards and then I get it. It's that group that have no. Is it the group that have no drummer?
I couldn't hear it, so I'm not sure.
You know, they're like folky. Wooshy.
Nah, you guys are way off.
Oh!
Tupac. Elton John in there. That is ghetto gospel.
Oh, Elton John. I knew it had Sing Us a Song, The Piano Man. Isn't that Elton John? Sing Us a Song, You're the Piano Man.
That's not Elton
John. Think so, no.
Who is it?
You asking the wrong person.
Billy Joel.
Yeah. Billy Joel.
Same era. I knew it had a bit of something.
Well
in
done,
it.
Sonda. All right, here we go.
Thanks, Buzz.
Yeah. Song number three.
Oh, God, I've never thought I'd be coming third.
Sorry, okay.
Oh, Tommy Little, what are you doing?
Bush talking.
All right, song is playing.
I just thought
just
we should point out that this is the first time anybody has been coming third in a game that only involves two people. I thought it's quite a momentous occasion for the game. It's a competitive carry.
All right, here we go. Here's song number three. Carrie's up 1-0.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
Oh. I thought it was something, and then it's not that thing. I thought it was City Hall.
Is it Strip That Down for Me?
Wow. Who sings it, Carrie?
Liam. Liam?
Oh, I'm going to give it to you.
Payne?
It is.
Payne? Yes.
Liam Payne. Quavo. Strip That Down. Carrie 2, Tommy nil.
Don't forget Sonder on 1.
All right, here's song number 4.
Tommy.
Carrie.
Oh, I got that.
Tommy,
I got
Tommy
that.
Got in. Tommy got
candy
in.
Shop 50 Cent.
It is. All right, Tommy, to take it to
doing
a tiebreaker.
What I do best, which is leaving the run very late and giving you a false sense of security like you thought you were home. Done and dusted. It was
doing
all over.
What you do best. Now. Filling space.
All right, here we go. Carrie for the win, Tommy for the tiebreaker.
Carrie, Beyonce, Love on Top.
It is. There it is. Same, but backwards with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We're going to let you enjoy that victory, Carrie.
Oh, Sonda. Never won one, but lost one.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, people would know our producer, Sonda, for being very famous for occasionally doing her DAX while she goes for a run. Now,
that's not the only great thing about Sonda, though.
Is that a great thing?
Yeah. Oh, it's good for us. It's good radio content.
I think uniqueness should be celebrated.
Yeah. You are very unique.
Yeah.
And
she's, you're
I'm
a real
unique
mix
all over
of
my pants.
A real mix of, like, sweet, funny, crass,
yeah,
really rude sometimes,
yeah,
and grumpy. But it's like a really lovely mix of all of them.
And you may hear the doing your Dax going for a run thing and think, geez, she's due for a win soon.
Yes.
Well, boy, did she have one the other day. Son, do you want to tell us how you spent last Friday?
I had a an obstetrician appointment because I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And so I went in and you never really know. I don't even know what they do. You just go in and they do stuff.
They poke
measure
around,
you and
right?
take your blood pressure yeah. and listen to the baby's heartbeat. And so that she was asking how I was going and I was saying, look, I am a little bit tired. Obviously, I got the call the other day to let me know that I was anemic and, you know, that was a bit of a shock. And
so does that mean it's low iron
count? Low iron.
You've got to start taking tablets.
Yeah.
I was anemic as well.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, it's hard.
Well,
it's already hard being pregnant and then you just feel tired
exhausted.
Times five.
But the only good thing is they constipate you, the tablets, which is good for me. Yes. But I can't run because I have pelvic issues.
If
so.
You think that.
And think about that. That's a plus for you. You should stay on the
plus.
Tablets after the baby.
Yeah. You should. So I was saying to her, I was anemic, and she said, oh, you know, yep, that's hard. And, of course, the diabetes that you've got. Sorry, what? She's like, well, you've got gestational diabetes. And
you didn't know that?
I had no idea. And, you know, apparently they send you a letter, which I hadn't received. So she.
Oh, because you go do the test to check if you've got it where you have to drink all that stuff.
Yep, that's
and
right.
And then you just never got the follow-up news.
So Son keeps trying to run to the letterbox for the news, gets halfway, does her Dax, has to go back into the house.
Oh,
so she's telling me that. I then go into.
I told you, though, you and Kathy Freeman. The
yes,
two great athletes of our time.
Two of the best.
So that's nothing to be ashamed of. That's great.
But I think, I don't know if every pregnant woman feels like this, but immediately I think I'm a bad mother. I'm giving my kid some sort of horrible disease. He's going to grow to be, you know, an 18-kilo child
Didn't
that I won't
say,
be able
though,
to deliver.
Isn't a fat baby a good thing?
No, it can make birth complicated and,
Since when are you wanting to push out a big baby?
I guess I wasn't thinking. I just always see a chubby baby and I'm like healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
right.
what I mean? I wasn't thinking of the whole.
Yeah, good constitution.
Yeah. Oh, look at him.
So she rushed. She's like, you need to come to a class. And I was like, I don't have time. She just chucked me straight into a class. Then and there with all these other women who'd got the letter, so they knew that they had diabetes. And
I was so you hadn't even had a chance to process
no
it
time
and yet
to process.
You're in a group therapy session.
I'm in group therapy. I'm pricking my finger with...
I'm in group therapy.
I'm in group therapy. We're all testing our blood. Blood makes me faint. I'm all horrible. Anyway, that was a disaster. Luckily, I had a dental appointment that I had to go to after that. So... I went to the dentist hoping to get the, you've got great teeth. No, of course I don't. Two fillings.
Oh.
So then and there.
The good thing about dentists is, though, they're cheap, so that wouldn't have cost an absolute fortune.
Hundreds of dollars. And I came out with a wonky mouth.
Oh, because the anaesthetic hadn't worn.
Right.
You know that, and you don't know. You know when they give you the rinse?
The drink, and it all spills down.
Yeah, and you go, I'll be fine, and then you just dribble it all down one side of your face.
All over me.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Did you take a day leave to do all this?
Yes, this was an annual leave day.
Oh,
just
that's
a good fun holiday.
Ridiculous. that you need to go and put back in for a sick leave day.
Yeah,
I feel like
should.
That doesn't count as an annual leave
and
day.
And because it was a Friday, people would have been going, oh, stealing a 3-day weekend. Very smart.
Yeah, fun time.
So I had my anaesthetic and then I went to pick my car up, which I'd put in to get serviced, and it wasn't ready, so I had to wait. And there was a really cute kid in the waiting room, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a mother and I'm trying to bond with children. I started smiling at her. She started crying and ran to her parents because I looked like
Two-Face
from Batman.
Oh, because
you're
anaesthetic, man.
Hello, little girl.
And my husband finally came home. I was like,
I've got diabetes.
So that was my day.
I'd rather
be in here with you guys.
That's great.
Do you want to hear some good news, though?
Yes.
I did get the letter to tell me I've got diabetes.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, I want to play a little bit of a game with you. So listeners out there right now, 131060, if you reckon you know more about the news than Carrie, we need someone to go up against her.
I'm just going
to
get on my phone.
A little bit of a quiz.
Can I use Google?
Can I call in?
You reckon you could beat Carrie?
You reckon you could out-news me, do you?
Well,
little.
No, I don't. I've bought a knife to a gunfight again.
Yeah.
The game is called Who News?
This is Who News with Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, is that the old projector roll? Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
You were asking me like I went and tinkered in a room by myself.
I feel like you did.
That. I did.
I feel like you had a part to play in that.
It is an old projector
How
roll.
How do you think you're going to go here, Carrie? You've been kind of, I know you do it every night. Have you been studying the news?
I don't know. Oh, Yeah, I know, but sometimes there's so much news to remember, it comes in one ear and out the other.
Absolutely.
And some you're at the point now where I think you could phone it in and we, the viewing public, would not know.
That happens on a nightly basis. Yeah.
I reckon.
We do have someone here ready to play, Stacey from the Gold Coast. Hello.
Hi.
Are you a news hound, Stacey?
I try to be.
Okay. That is sounding scary.
And Buzz, do we have if Stace beats Carrie, do we have a prize?
Let's give you $100 to spend at Groupon, Stacey, if you beat Carrie Bickmore.
Okay, I hope you go down, Carrie.
Bring it on, Stace.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play you three grabs from news that has been this week.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to buzz in with your name and tell me what you think the grab is about. You'll understand more when I play the first one.
Carrie, would you like to test your buzzer there just quickly?
Sure, Carrie.
Oh, very good. Stace, do you want to make sure your buzzer's working?
Yep,
safe. Very good. Yep.
So okay. We don't have to say the name of the person talking, just what the topic was.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So grab number one is this.
We have people in there that are 16 years old, 60 years old.
What are they referring to?
Is that about a swingers party that you had at your house, Buzz?
Tommy, mate, this is between Stacey and Carrie.
Sorry.
I have no idea. Do you know Stace?
I'm going to just have a guess and say about the Kardashians who are pregnant.
Oh, that is great.
I guess. It's not right,
16
though.
To 60. Stace, you're awesome.
All right. I'll tell you what it is. It's to do with F45, Australia's fastest growing franchise, which has now gone over to the States. It's absolutely massive.
Oh, I've tried that. Have you? I didn't report it on the news this week. Can't have been that big.
Oh.
All right.
Or did you have your eyes shut again, mate?
All right. Here's the second bit of news.
And then that's that. In the freezer she goes. The next
morning. I know. Carrie.
Carrie's buzzed in. Oh.
That idiotic woman that suggested we should freeze slices of peanut butter to make it easier to spread.
I'm giving it to you. Well done, Carrie.
Boom. Stacey, do you know what she's talking about?
No, I got no idea.
Wasn't worth caring
about,
Stace.
Viral video. Peanut butter hack. All right, let's move on to number three.
Well, to commemorate the 10th anniversary, 10,000 people have responded and will be attending.
Oh, Buzz, is this the 10-year anniversary since your first swingers party at your house?
10,000?
No.
10,000 would be a small swingers party for you, wouldn't it?
Can you stop talking so we can think about it? This is about Stacey and me, not you and Buzz.
I thought it was about Buzz and his closest 10,000 mates, what they got up to in a dark, dark room in his house.
I don't know. Stace, do you know?
No, these ones are hard. I've got no idea.
I actually know what this one is.
What is
Tommy?
It?
10-year anniversary. This would be the kid that would not take his glasses off. Corey, the party boy, Worthington.
Oh, it is too. Well done.
Who are you giving your point to?
If I get it to Stace, it's the tiebreaker, right?
You know what? Stacey, I'm just going to give it to you.
Stacey, you win!
Well done, Stacey.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland. I had a pretty full-on life growing up. It was a full-on world living with mentally ill, drug and alcohol addicted parents, constantly moving, sometimes to good places, sometimes not. There were very crazy times, hard times and funny times too. I even wrote a book about it, my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl. It's been a few years since the book came out and now my mum is sober. She's finally read the book and she has some thoughts about it. The first is that most of my memoir is a lie. Now is our time to talk it out, and we're doing it in a podcast. Mum says my memoir is a lie. Listen at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Present R&B Fridays Live 2017 with Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul and many more.
Oh yeah.
R&B Q&A.
Mm-mm. We're going to Radelaide. Two fine people. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, buddy, good to have you, Carol. Christy Lee, are you there?
I sure am, yes.
This is good. Now, are you both sound like you've answered at work and are doing your best to be quiet in the corner of the office?
Yeah, I've hidden away.
Yeah.
All right, contain your excitement.
Yeah.
Do you know your R&B stuff?
I'd like to hope so.
No, oh, that's not confident.
Yeah,
that's not confident.
That's okay.
Oh, you've changed your tune. What? 2 days ago, you were savaging our callers.
Yeah, but that's. I haven't seen the evidence yet.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's get going. I'll ask question one. You've got to buzz in with your names as your buzzers.
Okay.
Melissa Elliott is better known by which stage name?
Oh, I don't know. No clue. No.
You've shown
no
your cards
idea.
There.
Oh, come
away.
On. No. Melissa Elliott.
Usually in these games you're meant to bluff.
Not Missy Elliott, is it? No?
Yeah. Well, it could be, but you need to put your name. Christy, is that your name? Christy Lee, who do you think it is?
Missy Elliott.
Yes.
Great work, Christy Lee. You guys, you're the most polite contestants we've ever had.
Shall I buzz in now? Is that okay? Is everyone okay with that?
I mean, if no one else wants to buzz in, I will have a go. Question number two.
Oh,
Carol, you need this one to stay in the game.
Okay.
Who sang this hit?
Oh my God, I know the song.
And it's the original.
Does anyone like to buzz in?
No.
Did he no?
Okay. No? No. All right. Bell, bell.
Oh God.
It was Mark Morrison.
Okay.
All right, come on. You can do this. Nicole right. Scherzinger was part of which girl group?
Carol,
yes.
Pussycat Dolls?
Yes! Hey, it's one all.
Oh, this is a real humdinger, this one.
This one's going to happen really quickly, this one. Go,
get
Tommy.
Ready. Voices on buzzers, please.
Okay.
To win, which R&B star is Jessica Biel married to?
Oh, Justin Timberlake. Christy!
Oh. Christy!
Congratulations, Christy.
You've forgotten your name, Christy Lee.
Great work, Christy. That's all yours.
Well done, Carol. Good try.
We'll see you at R&B Fridays Live.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Buzzers first week, back in the hot seat. Mm. Hasn't it been a big one?
It's been huge.
We've had ups, we've had downs, we've had some more downs, and we had a few in-betweens. Mm.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
How are you feeling at the end of your week, Buzz? Are you wrapped or are you feeling raw?
I'm feeling very wrapped, actually. And let me just...
Why?
Let me start playing my heart, because you think after 2 weeks
Buzz.
Off you might forget.
Hang on. Have you gotten better?
That's why I had 2 weeks off. I've been studying YouTube tutorials on how to play the harp.
And just doing little finger exercises? Because they have paid off.
Look at how defined they are.
They are. You used to have five stumps on the end of a slab of meat there.
Is it possible to lose weight from your fingers? I feel like Buzz has.
Oh, fat fingers
has. That's probably what it is. Absolutely. I'm wrapped about that.
Those.
But I'm also...
You'd smoke those and think they were Vogues. They are just long and slender, beautiful things.
Menthol.
Sorry, Buzz. I keep cutting you off.
That's all right. I am wrapped, though.
I mean, they are incredible. Give us a look one more time at those digits you got. Wow.
Look at that. At Carrie Tommy Show.
We'll
put it up on Instagram.
Isn't that something? Can you switch hands and play with the other hand?
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
Oh!
I saved it.
Oh. Well done.
There it is.
Very good.
So obviously you can see I'm wrapped about a lot of things, but first week back, I'm wrapped that you guys started doing an English accent, but then stopped it for no reason.
Hello, Buzzley.
Hello.
G'day.
Oh, okay.
At the end of the day...
Is that yours? No, cup of tea. I thought yours
you
was
want a cup of tea. No, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
It puts me in the right English accent.
All right. Yeah. What's coming up on the show then? What's coming up on the show then?
Mariah Carey's doing a tour.
Is she?
That wasn't very English, was it?
Okay. If you have just tuned in, you can expect more of this dribble coming across the next hour. Why would you change station?
No, but...
Except if there was any other alternative, in which case, right now, I couldn't blame you, to be honest. We promise to pick up a game a little bit after this.
Mariah Carey's doing a tour. Who's the most hard English?
I think it is important to point out to people that we don't have any windows in the room that we're in. And sometimes we slip into mild forms of just real madness. I don't think we knew we were on air.
No. You're pretty good, though. Hello. Well.
What is it?
I started the week like that. I was on a high.
What week? This week?
Yes.
Okay.
But now I'm raw.
Oh, why?
I'm raw.
What is it
for? I'm the only person...
What for?
...who thinks it's okay to sleep in the same bed as your 19-year-old son. Ben's on the line. Ben.
Is it weird
or not?
Yeah, wowee, Ben. Correct. Wowee.
Wowee. Carrie, how can you make it weirder than what it already sounds? It's a 19-year-old sleeping in bed with his mother. Talk about mummy issues.
Steph, is it weird or not?
It is the weirdest thing ever. I've never called up a radio station, but this is the weirdest thing. Like, I pulled over. I was like, no, like, no way.
Wowee. Oh, what a couple of rippers. How good.
How are you feeling this week? Are you wrapped or are you raw?
I'm 99% wrapped.
Oh.
But I need to address the 1%.
Oh, you're
the raw,
raw
bit. I'm just a little bit raw. But sometimes when we give away things on this show, people will enter just because it's something free rather than something that they're actually into. The prime example is the R&B Fridays live tickets, the hottest tickets in the country. And we had some people entering the competition just because they heard there was some free stuff up for grabs. Name one of the singers from TLC. Oh, my gosh.
One's to do with a body part.
Well, one starts with T, one starts with L, one starts with C. Nev, put us out of our misery. Chili, thank you. Nev, you've got yourself tickets to R&B Fridays Live! Gosh, if you look around the stadium in any of the R&B Fridays Live concerts and you see four people disinterested because they've never known anything about R&B and they want their tickets just this week.
Just hear my laugh.
That was my laugh. Sound. Yours is...
Either way, I sound terrible.
Oh. I think you got a great laugh, mate.
I wish this was Monday so I could do the whole week of laughs again.
Oh, don't, no, don't you dare come back next week with a model laugh.
And I'll just do the...
That's the manly laugh I've come to know and love.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, that's us done for the week.
We need to talk.
Now?
Yes.
We're doing this
it's
now?
It's important. I'm going to go all mum on you.
I don't think we're doing this now.
No, we are doing this now. No, are we not doing this now?
Well,
we are doing
this goodbye.
Now.
It's can't
in
I
the
just
goodbye.
Leave? Can't I just
saved,
leave?
No, I've saved it to last because I want
this?
The message to get through.
I just want to go home.
Okay, tomorrow
it's
night
the weekend.
We have a big radio awards ceremony thing I haven't been to for a very long time because I've only just come back to doing radio.
Okay.
But I know it's important. And
to who?
To the people that employ us.
Oh, it's important. It's the radio's night of nights.
Okay, sure. Here's my thing, right? Yes. We're going together. You're my partner in crime.
Yes.
We have to get up and do an introduction to something.
Yes.
Which I haven't read about yet, but I will between now and then.
And cruelly, we have to present one of the awards that we're not nominated for, which sounds
actually,
very rough.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, it's pretty rude, to be honest, but that's fine.
I feel differently about it now.
That's all right. If I had to present every award that I wasn't nominated for, it'd be a busy night for this kid.
However, I just heard a conversation that you had with our producer where you said, don't pick me up from there because I'll be coming in hot. What does that mean?
You know exactly what it means.
No, tell the people of Australia, what does you coming in hot mean?
It means the party's at night time, but I've had a daytime party already and so no need for the warm-up. I'll be going
okay.
in hot.
Where are you going beforehand?
I'm going to the races.
No, you're not.
Okay, no, I'm not.
You can't go to the races and then come up and present something with me. You'll be an absolute mess.
A fun mess. Hot mess.
Fun,
fun
to
mess.
Anybody. Woo! I went out with you in LA. Your version of a fun mess is a hot mess. Can you not go to the races?
Here's
can't
what you
just
said
do your
just
job
before.
Properly with me? We're just going to do one thing. We're just new at this. We should be happy that we're up there. Just
Here's
do your thing.
What
properly.
You said before. You said, you are my partner in crime. You're making sure the partnership happens. I'm making sure the crime happens.
Don't go. Please.
See.
We'll see.
See. I'm just saying, if I arrive and my suit has a bit of turf on it from the track.
All right, you two behave at the awards night. We'll catch you guys Monday.
Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.